Now, those of you who have watched Monty Python's Flying Circus will know that famous march with which they begin the show. And it's actually the Liberty Bell March, march by John Philip Sousa. And of course, they put a raspberry in for the last chord. And the people who play that is the Coldstream Guards, a well-known British regiment. So I bought a CD by these guys, and to my indignation, the Liberty Bell March was not on that CD. But there were four marches that I'm going to play for you now. The first one is Crown Imperial. I think it's by William Walton. It's often played by the Lycoming College Band at big occasions. So I'm pretty sure it's by William Walton. Then come two marches that have been featured in films. The Colonel Boogie March, which was featured in the movie Bridge on the River Kwai. And the song Men of Harlech, which is a Welsh sort of anthem, which was featured in the movie The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill and Came Down a Mountain. And finally, It's a Long Way to Tipperary. So here we go. Thank you. the first time I heard this next song was when I saw a flash mob that they did in Ireland. It was one of the most beautiful flash mob things that I've ever seen. As you know, flash mob events are just where a whole bunch of people turn up at a certain place and do a dance to some music or something like that, and they videotape it and put it on YouTube. And everybody who's in some public place, everybody who's there is completely amazed that not sure what's going on until the whole thing has gone on for about 2 or 3 minutes. And this particular one was a chorus dance. Everybody did a certain dance to this song by the Electric Light Orchestra called Mr. Blue Sky. And I had never paid much attention to ELO until that moment. But then I found out that one of the ELO guys was one of the members of George Harrison's Traveling Wilburys, Jeff Lynne. So Jeff Lynne is an awesome musician. And so listen to this song. It's Mr. Blue Sky. It's talking about the sun coming out after a long winter.
Time. I'd like to take you now on wings of song, as it were, and try and help you forget, perhaps for a while, your drab, wretched lives. Here's a song all about springtime in general, and in particular about one of the many delightful pastimes that the coming of spring affords us all. Spring is here, a summer ring is here. Life is skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. La 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 la. Gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if someday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Tune in again next week anyway.